Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, Bitcoin nears $50,000, and here are the Bitcoin price levels to watch out next. I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis, and as crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares here, the first breakthrough has happened on Bitcoin, but we still need to break enough levels to state that we are bullish. Overall, a breakthrough at $50,500 to $51,500, and I'm convinced also 2022 should become a great year overall. And he also shares here, if I want to position myself well, I'd want to buy into crypto at this stage. The sentiment is still not the best. While many altcoins are down a lot, some even 80% since their all-time high, the adoption is even growing. And price-wise, those coins are in heavy support zones. And as pointed out here by Dan Tapiero, rallies start when least expected, when tired bulls give up. Sentiment turns sour. Even Jack Dorsey feeling negative towards his fellow digital brethren. Great traders always noted, buy when the MACD is low and hooks up. Markets are markets. Strap on your Bitcoin and hold on tight. Also in today's show, breaking news, El Salvador buys 21 Bitcoin to celebrate December 21st, 2021. As their president, Nayib Bukele, shares here, El Salvador's entire size is 21,000 kilometers squared. Coincidence? I don't think so. And he also shares, and today is the last 21st day of the year, 21 of the 21st century. And he concludes at 2100 hours, mind blown. And we are buying 21 Bitcoin for the occasion. Also in today's show, crypto.com unveils a list of predictions for 2022. It says one sector will dominate the industry. That's right. The exchange's research team expects the mass crypto adoption to be fueled in part by the acceleration of one crypto sector, in particular, the ever expanded world of NFTs, blockchain gaming, and the metaverse. Also in today's show, here's why Bitcoin will see another 80% crash next crypto winter, according to quant analysts. Plan B, quoting him here from a new interview, I think we'll have to go quite up a bit, at least to make the stock-to-flow model values of 100,000 and 288,000. But after that, we'll go down 80% again. I guess that's part of the deal. And that's also a part of the greed and fear that's in investors. People won't change. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and Ether currently correcting while some of the alts are currently breaking out and in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees, claim your $100 in free BTC, and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, Bitcoin neared $50,000 this morning on December 22nd as hopes began to appear that the price correction could be over. And right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin one-hour candle chart. Now, data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView showed Bitcoin hitting highs of 49,600 on Bitstamp, its highest since December 13th, and a cross crypto boost from turmoil and the Turkish lira Monday lingered in spirit as Bitcoin and alts stayed higher, with attention now focusing on the new year and price levels of above $50,000. As crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop shares here, the first breakthrough has happened on Bitcoin, but we still need to break enough levels to state that we are bullish. Overall, a breakthrough at $50,500 to $51,500, and I'm convinced also 2022 should become a great year overall. And John Wick of Zero Hedge wrote, Bitcoin, well, look what we have here, ladies and gentlemen. Our first green bar has appeared. Now we need to make sure this potential reversal doesn't confirm. If the next bar does not confirm the reversal, then we should continue the breakout of the descending triangle, as you can see right here in this chart. With $50,000 constituting psychological resistance, others turned to on-chain metrics for further proof of underlying strength and the king of all crypto. Among them was fund manager Dan Tapiero, who noted bullish signals on the moving average convergence divergence, better known as the MACD indicator, in which has historically been a time to buy. Quoting him here on crypto Twitter, rallies start when least expected, when tired bulls give up. Sentiment turns sour, even Jack Dorsey feeling negative towards his fellow digital brethren. Great traders always noted, buy when the MACD is low and hooks up. Markets are markets. Strap on your Bitcoin and hold on tight. Now the MACD involves the relationship between two exponential moving averages on Bitcoin, and a rebound from the downtrend has preceded the price run-ups. The last time the buy signal appeared was at the end of September, right before Bitcoin rose up to new all-time highs, just over 1 month later. And more encouraging signs for investors, altcoins began posting more significantly daily gains throughout Wednesday. Ether, the largest altcoin by market cap, maintained 4,000, while standout Terra, aka Luna, was up 16% at the time, with Ripple's XRP trading up 10% with none of the top 10 cryptos by market cap in the red. And quoting Mikhail Van Apop again here on crypto Twitter, if I'd want to position myself well, I'd want to buy into crypto at this stage. The sentiment is still not the best. While many altcoins are down a lot, some even 80% since their all-time high, the adoption is even growing, and price-wise, those coins are in heavy support zones. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analysts. And the crypto greed and fear index saw a significant uptick overnight, jumping from 27 to 45, but still characterizing the market as being in fear mode. Checking it out right here, you can see 45 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday at 27, last week at 28, and last month of 50, which is neutral. And if you're not familiar with the crypto greed and fear index, extreme fear can be a sign. Investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity. BTFD bought at freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. And before I break down next story of the day, El Salvador buys 21 Bitcoin to celebrate December 21st, 2021, as well as crypto.com unveils a list of predictions for 2022. It says one sector will dominate the industry, as well as here's why Bitcoin will see another 80% crash next crypto winter, according to quant analyst Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin barely in the green, maintaining just above $48,600. We have Ether down 0.6%, trading just under $4,000, while many of the alts are currently breaking out, like Solana up 3%, Avalanche up 3%, Binance Coin up about 1%, XRP up 5%, Luna up 10%, Polkadot up 6.5%, and Cardano up over 7%, trading at $1.34, as well as Matic up a whopping 9%, trading at $2.57. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The government of El Salvador continues celebrating significant days by buying more Bitcoin, with President Nayib Bukele announcing a new purchase of 21 Bitcoin on Tuesday, worth over $1 million at the time of this recording. El Salvador's latest Bitcoin investment is to celebrate the last 21st day of year 21 of the 21st century and commemorate the scarcity of the Bitcoin supply, which is limited at 21 million BTC, Bukele shared. Now, the president also noticed that El Salvador's entire size is reportedly around 21,000 square kilometers, which according to Bukele is not a coincidence, as El Salvador is the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. And today is the 21st day of the year 21 of the 21st century, and also mentions El Salvador's entire size is 21,000 kilometers squared. Coincidence? I don't think so. An on-chain analyst, Willie Wu, chimed in stating 21 million quarter acre sections. Now, at the time of purchase, Bitcoin was trading slightly above 49,000, according to data from CoinGecko. So buying Bitcoin is steadily becoming a way of celebrating different occasions and playing around meaningful dates or figures by El Salvador after the government bought its first 200 BTC in early September amid adopting Bitcoin as legal tender on September 7th. Now, shout out to Bukele doing big things in El Salvador. And on November 26th, El Salvador celebrated Black Friday by buying 100 BTC at around 54,000 per Bitcoin, accumulating a total of 1,220 BTC. The Salvadoran government previously made a massive 420 Bitcoin purchase in October, shortly after Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX crypto exchange raised $420 million from 69 investors. Both apparently used 420 to refer to cannabis culture slang for Mary Jane, as some industry figures hinted. As Pompliano points out here, FTX just raised $420 million in a Series B fundraise. The internet is undefeated. Nayib Bukele got the receipt to back it up, as you can see right here. Now, how many of you took advantage of the recent dip? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down next way of the day, crypto.com unveils list of predictions for 2022. It says one sector will dominate the industry, as well as here's why Bitcoin will see another 80% crash next crypto winter, according to quant analysts, Plan B. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.3 trillion with $82 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance 40.5%, with the Ether dominance at 20.8%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Near Protocol leading the pack, up 19% for the day, trading at $10.54, followed by IOTA, up 17.6%, trading at $1.30, followed by Helium, up 12.5%, trading at $40.53. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Crypto exchange giant Crypto.com is looking back at a huge year for digital assets and making predictions for the future. In a sprawling document published on Crypto.com's research page, the exchange's research team is forecasting the further crypto adoption in 2022, led by one particular sector. First, the exchange giant predicts that the number of international crypto users will reach 1 billion by the end of 2022. Quoting them here, nations can no longer afford to ignore the growing push towards crypto by the public. We may, in cases, expect a friendlier stance towards the crypto industry. We expect developed nations to devise clear legal and taxation frameworks for crypto assets. In parallel, more nations facing a highly inflationary economy and depreciating currency may adopt cryptocurrencies as legal tender, following the example of El Salvador. And here you can see the global crypto owners and adoption rate in 2021, with over 292 million crypto users as of November 2021. So again, they're predicting 1 billion users by the end of next year. And next, Crypto.com's research team predicts that cryptos will become a staple in traditional finance portfolios. As they share here, crypto will become a fixture in an alternative asset class for investment portfolios. The first crypto ETFs launched this year were met with demand beyond their capacity, suggesting that more crypto instruments in the mainstream finance industry will soon follow. Now, Bitcoin and Ethereum spot ETFs, which are exchange-traded funds like Valkyries, received approval earlier this year. And traditional banks and financial houses like Morgan Stanley, Citibank, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, Bank of America, and Credit Suisse are seeking partnerships with crypto exchanges to integrate crypto into their main services, from payments to transfers and investments. As you can see here in this chart, it shows you the institutional adoption of crypto in 2021, with traditional banks and financial houses seeking adoption of cryptocurrency. Now, the exchange's research team expects the mass crypto adoption to be fueled in part by the acceleration of one crypto sector in particular. You ready? It's the ever-expanding world of non-fungible tokens, better known as NFTs, blockchain gaming, and the metaverse. Quoting the report here, the metaverse has grown exponentially in 2021, leading the way for evolution in online culture through NFTs, gaming, and online identities. It is crystallizing as the gateway for crypto adoption by non-natives. We predict GameFi / Play to Earn to be one of the main vehicles for mass conversion to the crypto space, with traditional game studios racing to incorporate these elements into their existing lineups. And as Web 2.0 tech giant Facebook, now Meta, peers into the metaverse and uses it as a venue for monetization, we expect more to follow. NFT collectibles are booming, with NFT profile pictures as a stepping stone between the metaverse and the real world as space matures. And as you can see here in this chart, it shows you the volume and users of gaming. Gaming users numbers experience exponential growth from June of this year to November, and it continues to skyrocket. And to read this entire full report released by Crypto.com, check the show notes below the video in the description. And before I break down our final story of the day, here's why Bitcoin will see another 80% crash next crypto winter, according to quant analysts, Plan B. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description. Also, some very helpful resources for you to plug into, including my new Bitcoin / crypto merch store. Check it out at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net. All sales go to help support the channel. Also, the daily letter, which goes out every single day to over 30,000 subscribers. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also, the blog I update daily, which can be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also, be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this, and help me get to 100,000 subs so we can get to $100,000 Bitcoin price, as my subs and the Bitcoin price is correlated. You could also find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience. We're currently receiving over 20,000 downloads per day. You could also find me on Apple's iTunes and Google Play, as well as crypto Twitter, my Twitter handle, crypto news. Yes. And of course, you could follow me on TikTok, Telegram, and Facebook. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, right, now let's break down our final story of the day. Quantitative analyst Plan B, shout out to Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, is saying that Bitcoin will experience a severe bear market despite claims to the contrary by other crypto experts. In a new interview on the Business and Investment YouTube channel, Family Office, Plan B highlights a few signals telling him that Bitcoin will eventually venture deep into bear territory. Quoting him here, first of all, I'm one of the few that indeed thinks that there will be a next bear market, a crash like we've seen a couple of times before. A lot of people right now are saying that we are done with the four-year cycle and we will not have that kind of volatility and that kind of deep bear markets anymore. I think we will have those bear markets. You can see it in the option prices. It's priced in at 100% volatility. A couple of months ago when China abandoned Bitcoin mining, we went from 50% or more. So we almost had it. We had a crash of 50% right there. So that tells me that an 80% correction when something really big happens is not out of the question yet. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B. Now, Plan B also says that the next crash is likely to happen after Bitcoin reaches the price targets of his stock to flow and stock to flow cross asset model, better known as stock to flow X. Now, the stock to flow model predicts an asset price by dividing the supply that already exists with the new supply entering the market annually. Meanwhile, Plan B's stock to flow cross asset model, better known as stock to flow X, looks at Bitcoin's phase transition from proof of concept to a financial asset in order to come up with a valuation for BTC. And quoting Plan B right here, I think we'll have to go up quite a bit, at least to make the stock to flow model values of $100,000 and $288,000. But after that, we'll go down 80% again. I guess that's part of the deal. And it's also part of the greed and fear that's in investors. People won't change. There will be FOMO if we, for example, hit the $100,000 level a couple of months from now. People will FOMO in and it will go up. Then after that, something horrible will happen. Another ban, another China ban or India ban or something. Everybody's scared again and the fear sets in. So I guess that the fear and greed is never going away in Bitcoin. So there you have it. And to check out this entire exclusive interview with Plan B, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show, Bitcoin nears $50,000 and I showed the next Bitcoin price levels to watch out for. Also in today's show, we discussed El Salvador buys 21 Bitcoin to celebrate December 21st, 2021, as well as I shared crypto.com unveiling their list of predictions for 2022. It says one sector, NFTs, will dominate the industry. Also in today's show, we discuss why Bitcoin will see another 80% crash next crypto winter, according to quant analysts, Plan B. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. Michelle wrote, Merry Christmas to you, JV. You rock. Keep up the great work. I followed you all year and what a great find. I love your enthusiasm. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, fam. Hodl. And our next featured comment comes from Lawrence Abramoff, who wrote, paraphrasing Michael Saylor, stupid people buy dog money. I will keep buying Bitcoin forever. Touche. Couldn't agree more. Now for our third and final featured comment, Bruno wrote, good morning, JV from Costa Rica. Bitcoin replaced the dollar. Why? Because it is more globally friendly. Also, it is inevitable that it will become a new global currency. Thanks for keeping us informed. Merry Christmas. Pura Vida fam, I hope you are right and Bitcoin does replace the dollar as a world global currency, which will be a complete game changer. Changer for humanity. Merry Christmas and happy hodling. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. And real quick before I go, I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but also now with no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. This goes for both new and pre-existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC to take advantage of this special offer. All you need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. So go ahead and register now. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA account so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode. Peace.